Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there, as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream, and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yowza! The Tune Meister is back in the house. Hope you didn't miss me, boys and girls, last week. I hope you enjoyed that rebroadcast since I was unavailable. And tonight we got a great show ahead of you. First up, we got Steppenwolf. 1968, August 27th from Fillmore West. Of course, it's a soundboard recording. While 1967 was a summer of love, 68 may have been America's darkest hour. Violence erupted throughout the country. Riots in Chicago during the Democratic National Convention, the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, and of course, the assassinations of the Dr. Martin Luther King and Senators Robert Kennedy. Perhaps it's not a surprise that music that year also had a darker tone. In 1967, a band called the Sparrows changed their name to Steppenwolf, inspired by the Hermann Hesse's novel of the same name. That novel portrays a man's struggle between spirituality and aggression, similar to what was transpiring in America in 1968. I read that novel in ninth grade literature, and if you haven't read it, it's a good read. About a year later, in June of 68, the band skyrocketed to fame when they released the single Born to be Wild. The song contains the lyric Heavy Metal Thunder, which of course became the name for the more aggressive, thunderous genre of music that emerged as the 60s evolved into the 1970s. The song climbed to number 2 on the Billboard singles charts, and over the years, it's become one of rock's legendary tunes. In 2004, Rolling Stone ranked Born to be Wild at number 129 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Since being included in the soundtrack for the movie Easy Rider in 69, Born to be Wild has been featured in dozens of other films, such as Coming Home, Borat, Dr. Dolittle 2, and Mr. Bean's Holiday, as well as countless TV shows, such as Married with Children, Miami Vice, etc. The soundboard recording captures Steppenwolf at the Fillmore West just 2 months after the release of Born to be Wild on the 27th of August, 1968. Check this one out to catch John Kay and his band at the start of a 7-year run of success that, in addition to Born to be Wild, would include such tunes as The Pusher, Magic Carpet Ride, Sookie Sookie, and Move Over. But before we start into that legendary concert, a few short words from our own Sam O as to the lineup here on Quack House Radio. However, one is missing. A new addition, Malo's Bizarre, which can also be found. It airs 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Quack House 3 and can also be found on malosprogbizarre.co.uk.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH Sport, the Tune Master brings you happy hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Samo Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24/7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wah, wah.
From Los Angeles, let's welcome Steppenwolf.
Thank you. is a thing by good old Willie Dixon called the Hoochie Coochie Man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Man, that was a great concert. That was Steppenwolf, August 27th, 1968, at the Fillmore West in San Francisco. And that concert goes out to a group of TAS girls. That's Tehran American School Girls. That were born to be wild. Women now. Alumni from the 1970s. And a little reunion in Erie, PA. Those girls, or women, babes, are Carolyn Roman Dubuque, Bev Pace, Devon Formel, Jackie Lambert Baxley, and Kim Love. Hopefully I didn't mess up those names too bad. But at any rate, rock on!